Welcome to the Young and the Restless Recap. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Amanda.
Episode, what did I say? 73. Yeah. We're going to recap July, basically. I think it's been a month.
Yeah. Roughly.
More or less. Summer. What are we going to talk about first?
Let's talk about Stitch.
Oh, yeah. Because I was just talking about it.
We were just talking about it, and it was starting to sound exciting.
Well, it's not really exciting, other than I just want to bash on Abby a little bit.
Well, that's exciting to me. I like that.
Okay, because this is, like, a very small storyline.
Mm-hmm.
So Stitch and Abby have been dating.
Right.
Right?
And no one's really been on board with it.
No, and there's really no chemistry.
Mm-mm.
The whole thing is, it doesn't
ridiculous.
Make sense.
Yeah, they should break up naturally right now anyway.
Yes. So, meanwhile, because we'll get to this later, I guess, but Abby has been appointed the new CEO of Newman Abbott.
Right.
And everybody...
She's the only one who's got double bloodlines, and
yes.
The fact that she has no experience running a multinational corporation is irrelevant.
But then...
She has the right name.
Okay, so Gabe is the one who appointed her, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or Adam.
Right,
But so Victoria keeps saying the only reason he did that was to set her up for failure,
mm-hmm.
but...
And to manipulate her into...
Whatever, right?
Whatever he thinks is best.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, she's, I mean, there's all that.
Yeah.
Anyway, but she's taking it very seriously. She went
right.
out and she bought herself, like...
Books?
20, yeah, books. 20 business suits.
Business for dummies.
Yeah, totally. And she's been going to all these meetings and having all these papers and, you know, she did her hair a little bit more
professional.
Yeah.
So she's not the naked heiress at work?
No. Those days are behind her.
I know, that's too bad.
I know. But so she's still dating Stitch while all this is happening. And
mm-hmm.
suddenly, as she's the new high-powered CEO, she doesn't have time for Stitch.
Oh no, poor Stitch.
I know. But then Stitch has also been appointed as doctor, head, whatever, at
mm-hmm.
the hospital.
Okay.
And he's pretty giddy about that.
Yeah.
Because he's back in action.
Yeah.
And so he's at the hospital, and Ashley is there, I don't know, for some reason. And... They kind of have this interaction.
Well,
where,
Ashley's probably there because of her brain tumor thing.
I think it probably was like he was talking to her about it, something
yeah.
like that. But they're out in the hallway and they have this weird interaction where he's like excited to be back. And
mm-hmm.
she's like, I'm sorry because we're going to lose our best chemist.
I thought she was their best chemist.
I know,
but okay,
right?
Whatever.
I'm like, okay, where's this conversation
By
going?
By best, do you mean hottest?
And she's like, I'm sure you're eager to get back to see Abby and...
Mm-hmm.
and like, well, you know, Abby's been really busy with her new job, and he says something like, and frankly, I can't get her mother out of my head, and he's, like, staring sort of weird at Ashley, and she's like, caught off guard, but sort
yeah.
of into it.
Okay.
And
yeah.
so there's a little romantic connection there, and frankly,
okay.
that makes more sense to me than
Absolutely.
Me and Abby.
Yeah.
But, so Ashley goes away, and he's still in the hallway, and, this strange man walks in and he's like, you know, kind of out of it. And he's asking the nurse, like, where's room 220? I need to go to room 20 now. And
mm-hmm.
she's like, calm down, sir. And he's like, don't tell me to calm down. She's about to call security. And Stitch goes, no, wait, I got this. And he goes up to the guy. And he's like, what tour were you on? Were you in Afghanistan?
Oh, so he knew right away.
Oh, he just saw, you know,
yeah,
wigged out veterans.
Yeah.
And he, like, talked the guy down
mm-hmm.
and whatever, helped the guy, end scene.
Right.
Then, soon after, he goes to meet Abby on the roof of the athletic club for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
She's all busy with her paperwork, blah,
mm-hmm.
blah, blah. And he's, yeah,
shuffling papers around, even though they all just say the same thing.
Well, and he's trying, I feel like it's all been Abby.
Mm-hmm.
And he's... kind of having a conversation with her about, like, yeah, I'm really happy to be back at the hospital and finally
talk about
doing something important
for a while, yeah.
not making perfumes.
Right, yeah.
And he goes, for instance, today, there was a guy with PTSD, and it really made me remember my purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh my God, totally, it's like me at, like, Newman, where it's like war. And, like, me and Gabe were always fighting, and she's just as trivial and superficial as it gets. And he gives her the look you just gave me.
Okay, good.
And he's like, I gotta go. And he just
yeah.
gets up and leaves.
Okay, yeah, they're done.
Yeah. And I was like, thank God somebody finally called her on it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, she couldn't have been more privileged.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
So as for as corny as his interaction was with the PTSD guy,
mm-hmm.
there was a reason.
It did serve a higher purpose. Yeah. So that's good. Excellent.
Yeah, and it gave him more dimension because mm-hmm. I feel like he's been getting really flat.
Really flat. Yeah, yeah. That whole I'm a chemist.
Yeah.
It was moving not test tubes around. Mm-hmm. Yeah, didn't make sense.
Anyway, so.
Okay.
So that was it.
All right. So kind of hooked into that, though, is that Abby is still part of the Scooby Gang, and they're still on the case to find out who killed everybody. And they were all up on the... they were using that set a lot.
It was Marco, right?
We don't know. Maybe it was. We still don't know, and we still don't care.
Okay, I'm just going to say, I have a very clear picture of when we were podcasting back in January or February, mm-hmm. and I said, if we are still talking about this garbage in the summer,
yeah,
I was gonna lose it.
Yeah,
and I am losing it.
Yeah, yeah, I have lost interest in it
completely.
Yeah, they tried to make it interesting because there was a guy who was lurking, watching them as they sat by the
Marco,
pool or
right?
whatever. It wasn't Marco.
Oh,
finally, somebody. I want to say it was. Kevin went over to the guy, confronted him.
I don't remember any of this.
And found, it was just this week. And found out that he was actually a bodyguard hired by Victor.
Oh,
because
Victor is
freaking out because he knows that Marco's back in town and up to no good. And
well, Marco never left town.
Yeah.
But
But now he's also in town at the same time as Jack.
The lambs?
Yeah. Well, let's go back.
Yeah, okay.
So when we left last time, Marco and Marissa were in a car, and Marco was, it was becoming clear that he was taking her off to the woods to shoot her.
Yes.
And, or kill her somehow.
Get rid of her.
Yeah, murderize her. And so he went off the road, and I guess they went into a lake, and Marissa survived and made her way to the underground.
Yeah.
Where Noah immediately...
He was like, we're closed.
Get out.
Don't
oh, wait. You're all wet. Come on in, honey. And now they're an item. But Marco's was supposed to be lost, drowned, killed,
she
dead.
She was like, he is dead.
He's got
gone.
To be dead. Yeah. And for a little while, it was like, oh, okay. So she killed him.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. But then Kevin and... What's Kevin's little friend's name?
Mariah?
Mariah. They went and they dragged the lake.
Oh, that's right. He got the scuba equipment.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so bad.
So bad.
Like, and somebody, I think it was Abby or somebody called them out and said, why are you doing this? You guys are nuts.
Yeah.
And he went, well...
The police couldn't do it.
Yeah, the police aren't competent, so we're going to go. And then... He's putting on all that scuba gear next to the lake. Mm-hmm. And Mariah says, have you ever done this before? And he goes, no, I'll just figure it out.
No.
I don't think that's the way scuba diving
works. That is not how
works.
You learn how to scuba dive.
Especially, I feel like a lake is different because it's darker. If he's going to go deep.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like Hawaii where everything is
clear,
right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, and, you know, was he doing this at night?
Oh, maybe it was
day.
Even
I think it was
not,
even
I
at
don't
night,
even remember, yeah.
So that no one would notice. And you know, my brother-in-law has worked for the River Patrol here in Portland.
Yeah,
he has done the scuba diving for
bodies.
Body rescue.
Yes,
and he said the chances of them actually ever finding the person, even if they know exactly where the person went in, are practically nothing.
Yes,
I mean it's just
significantly
more difficult. Than Kevin and his little flippers were making it seem to be.
Oh, yeah.
So the fact that they didn't find anything is not because there isn't anything there. It's because Kevin's an idiot.
Totally.
So anyway, people were taking it as, oh, yes, clearly, you know, he's out and he's coming after us. Because Marco's the only person who would be after them, but...
Because the body hasn't been found.
Right.
He's basically MIA. Nobody knows where he is.
Right.
So.
But he has shown up.
Yes.
Now he has.
Well, so Jack returns.
Mm-hmm.
And he is like, I feel so bad.
Yeah.
I love you. And she's like, what's with this?
Yeah, I know.
Whoa. And he doesn't tell her.
Not right
initially.
Away. Yeah.
He just sort of awkwardly slides in
mm-hmm.
back as himself
yeah.
with this assumption, right, that Marco was gone.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's like, I guess we didn't talk about the coma.
Oh, right.
Because Victor had shot him.
Victor had shot him and he was.
Accidentally,
yeah.
sort of, thought he shot Marco.
Yeah. Because he thought Marco was going for a gun and
yeah.
Jack was going for his phone.
Yeah. So Jack's in the hospital for a long time
mm-hmm.
and he's in a coma. Did you see the parts though where they were like, it was like you could hear his thoughts?
Yes. And that was hilarious.
It's like Phyllis was by his side and she's saying, no, I'm here for you. And he's like, I know, Red.
Yeah.
I'll come back.
Yes. Yeah, like, oh, barf.
But he figures out how to kind of work
heal
out a signal
himself.
With her or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
And every day he's a little bit more coherent,
mm-hmm.
but only in his own mind.
Right. Yeah.
So that was sort of a terrible mind prison.
Oh, yeah. Gotta be awful.
But he's figured out a way to sort of communicate with her, like squeezing his hand or something.
Yeah.
But he won't do it ever in front of a doctor or
right.
in front of any other family members. Only
just
with
for
her. And she goes around town trying to figure out what is the secret. Because he
mm-hmm.
gets, finally, with a pen, he writes the number 2.
Mm-hmm.
And she's trying to
which
decipher.
Which is super helpful.
Yeah, it's like Zodiac over
right.
here. What are we doing?
Yeah.
And she's like kind of on the case, but not really.
Yeah.
And finally he wakes up. And he doesn't give it up. He doesn't
mm-hmm.
tell her.
Yeah.
That was kind of strange.
Yeah.
But okay. Because his original plan didn't work.
Right. So why not, as your fallback...
Just come clean.
Just come clean and say, no, really, this is what's been going on these last couple of months.
But then he has Victor come visit him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, you shot me.
Right.
What the hell?
Bully.
And they kind of go in between where Jack's like, I'm going to tell everybody everything. Jack
mm-hmm.
goes, well, really,
Victor.
Because I still have all this other dirt on you. I don't even remember what the dirt was. What was the dirt?
That, well, Victor has dirt on Jack.
What was it?
That Jack killed Kelly.
Oh, that's right.
We still don't know
we
who
don't
really
know.
Killed Kelly.
Yeah, we don't know what that was
I
about.
I want to know.
I think Jack did it. I'm just going to go with it. In his weird, brainwashy haze.
Yeah, I think either that, and so he's not culpable because he wasn't in his right mind, or... she committed suicide. Stabbed herself.
Whoa. That's crazy.
She was crazy.
I know, so it's believable.
So it fits, yeah.
I feel like...
I think it's more likely that he did it.
I mean, do you think we're going to go back into this about how it happened?
Because he's going to have some kind of flashback remembrance of, oh,
so it's a mystery
I did
for
kill
us.
Her.
So,
yeah.
Oh, wow, they're really going to go back into that, you think?
I do. And you're right, I do think that he did it. Or, but I don't, though. I think she killed herself to spite
there's
him.
There's going to be something
or
so
something.
That he's innocent, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and even if he did do it, he'd
okay.
be innocent because he was brainwashed.
Yeah, sure.
You know,
for
but
sure.
I can see her, you know.
Maybe it was Marissa.
That he woke up and said, you know, I have this minute of lucidity, and I don't really love you, and we're not really married. And she said, oh, yeah, well, screw you. I'm going to kill you, too.
Okay.
And while they're fighting over the knife, she gets killed.
But you think they're going to revisit that, basically?
Yes, I
oh.
do. I don't think it's over and done. Because they referenced it.
Yeah, several times.
Yeah, recently. And it's like, oh, that's right. We never did find out who killed her.
And so that's why Jack doesn't really come clean with everybody about the
right.
whole Marco doppelganger thing.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want that
to
come
prison.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? But he's still very off.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways. He goes back home. He's just so intense.
Yeah. Creepy.
Yeah, he is. And then we know that Marco is out there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, what else?
That's about it for Marco.
Well, no.
Oh,
no,
because he does come back. Because eventually...
Jack
does tell Phyllis.
Because
Phyllis
won't let it go.
Yeah.
She's like, you are wigging me out.
Yeah.
You're totally different after a honeymoon, and now
mm-hmm.
you're different again.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand what is going on. And,
yeah.
she never lets things go.
No. So finally, is that when they went on their second honeymoon?
Yes.
Okay. And so, they went to Istanbul?
Yes.
Okay. That's not random at all, but all right.
Yeah, I don't... Well, no, because they had gone there before. I don't remember when. Maybe in the 90s.
I guess. I don't know. Yeah, okay.
I don't remember, but I know that they've been there before because she said, how did you get them to give us the same suite we had last
time? Oh, okay. All right.
And it was like, because I can.
Because I'm Jack Evans.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah. Did he... He didn't tell her at that point, though, yet, right?
No.
No. Because she just wouldn't let things go, and he goes, you know what? I want to go on our honeymoon. Because mm-hmm. in his mind, they never had a honeymoon.
Right, yeah.
She's like, we just had one. He's like, let's do another one. So they're in Istanbul, and I don't know, they're romantic, whatever. Mm-hmm. And
whatever.
She just keeps talking about St. Bart's, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, the honeymoon where the switcheroo really happened.
Yeah.
And she was like, I don't know, you were so passionate that night. And he's like, oh my God, stop talking about this.
I was not.
I don't want to hear about my doppelganger.
I was tied to a bed at that point being raped.
And he snaps at her, and she's like, what is going on? And finally he just lays it out. Yeah. This is what happened.
Mm-hmm. I didn't go on the St. Bart's honeymoon with you.
Yeah, this other Mexican drug lord with my face.
Right.
Has been your husband for the last few months.
And you didn't notice.
Yeah. And then they, like, make it back to Genoa City.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, another honeymoon ruined. They'll have to go for a third one. And he is, like, explaining things to her. I can't quite remember, but he's, like, or I think she keeps pushing him about mm-hmm. things. Because there's all this distance between them.
Right.
And he was like, you didn't even notice.
Right.
She's like, but I did. And he goes, well, what did you
notice?
But
you still slept with him.
Yeah. And she's like, well, I mean, I think
I noticed he was different.
I'm in Phyllis's corner on this one.
Yeah, me too.
Because he had the same face.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, I'm on Phyllis's side. And the fact that, you know, the thing that was different about New Jack...
Mm-hmm.
You know, that he was passionate and fun and had a sense of humor.
And she basically says all that?
Yeah, and she, you know, those are not warning flags.
No.
You know, the warning flag is when actual Jack comes back and is being a dick.
I know.
You know?
He's so serious.
Say what you want about Marco. He was much more fun than
it's
current
like,
Jack.
Jack is kind of, like, real Jack is, like, butthurt about all this. He's right. Like, what do you mean? He was bold. He was passionate. You're saying I'm not bold and passionate? She's like, no, not exactly. So,
yeah, but he does that thing that I like, and you don't do.
I know.
You know, yeah.
Yeah.
Bring back Marco.
I know. It's just so weird. But I mean, she basically is like, oh my God, I've been having sex with this other person.
Yeah.
And it kind of clicked in for me, even though we had talked about. You know, even Chelsea, having sex with somebody mm-hmm. who isn't who is represented. Like,
right.
It's like, you know, whatever. Basically, they're sort of violated in different
ways.
Oh,
absolutely. Yeah.
But Avery got, like, raped.
Actually, yeah.
And that was a really big deal. And it never really was that big of a deal that Phyllis was being completely taken advantage of mm-hmm. over and over again.
Yeah.
I feel like that has not been addressed right.
I think that they are starting to address it because... she has been using the word violated a lot.
Yeah.
And I think that at some point she and Avery could have a really, really good scene.
Because
where
sisters, Avery
said, yeah, where they're talking about these things, and Avery says something along the lines of, well, you've never been raped. And Phyllis is able to say, yes, I have.
Repeatedly.
For months.
And it was wonderful.
And I didn't know it at the time and loved it. But now I'm pissed. You know.
Yeah.
You know, I think that they could have a really good scene. There's a good scene written there somewhere.
Do you think Avery's coming back?
I hope so, because I sure
like her.
I know,
I wasn't ready for that.
No. So let's talk about why she's gone.
Okay. Well, she got raped.
She got raped, and she didn't like it.
And then she thought it was Joe, and she went crazy.
Mm-hmm. And then...
with paranoia.
Yeah, and then Joe was able to prove that it wasn't him, because he was busy with Lily at the time.
And then they found the real culprit...
Mm-hmm.
With the cell phone. I think we talked about this last time.
Mm-hmm.
We know it wasn't Joe. It was somebody else.
Yeah.
And Avery just kind of loses it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's like, I need to leave and go get
a competent therapist anywhere else.
Yeah. She needs to go on a retreat.
I found a card of this woman named Emily. And it says that she's a shrink. So I'm going to go and see her.
Yeah.
You know, or yes, she should please. Go to River's Ashram and go live with.
Oh, I forgot about that. I feel like there have been so many interesting psychiatrists. Or remember Nikki's rehab? That looked like a comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
Like it was
that
like
looked
Colorado
pretty. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That looked like a pretty sweet deal.
Well, either way. Avery left. It was emotional, and you know, she says goodbye to Dylan.
Oh, so yeah, she's probably gone forever now.
You think?
It always kind of takes me by surprise because the people I expect to be gone for good
come back,
and then the people that I think, oh, okay, they're going to be, you know, like I was thinking the other day about Mackenzie.
Yeah,
and why hasn't she come back?
Totally.
You know. Yeah. She and JT. And they reference them every once in a while around Christmas.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Catherine died and she didn't even come back for that. Did
she? No, she
so,
didn't.
Yeah, so.
She seems like
I'm
a viable character to bring back for a lot of reasons.
Yeah, and But they left the Avery thing open for her to come back. So
they
maybe if, you know, that her contract ran out and she's going to go and try, you know, try the movies, try a different soap. That kind of thing. But if we don't hear anything, then maybe she'll come back.
I wasn't ready for her to leave. I guess it was surprising to me. Oh, wait, Avery's leaving? Oh.
Well, it's like with Ashley.
Yeah.
Ashley came and went a lot.
Yeah, that's
true. And then
she
realized she had
a
pretty good
work happening.
Yeah. So now she realizes she's got a pretty good gig, so settled in.
But. You know, and I was thinking today, it's interesting to me that just a year ago, we were being introduced to this new Phyllis.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, I just feel like this one
nails it.
Yeah, totally.
I don't miss the old Phyllis at all.
I don't either.
Not at all.
You know, because I think because they kept talking, Jack kept talking about, I don't know, things they'd done or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so my brain was kind of going to some moments with him in the Stafford.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this Phyllis, man,
she's really
good.
Embodied it.
Yeah. So.
Although, can we talk about her hair for just a second?
Phyllis' hair?
Yeah.
Totally. Like this middle part.
This middle part, bi-level. It's kind of a throwback to really, really late series Brady Bunch, Mrs. Brady.
Totally.
And I was like, no.
It's bad.
Okay,
I'm glad you said that because I thought, because there was like, well, right now.
And it's at a weird length, too. And I get it that it's hard to have a good haircut when you've got a weird
length. She's had great hair since she started.
Yeah.
So is that.
She shouldn't go longer. She should go
longer. Symptom of that she's off, you know, bad hair.
No.
Things aren't going
no,
good.
I think
it's
just
bad
the
hair
stylist. Styling. Yeah, I think it's just the bad hair. Because rarely do they have people's hair reflect their mood on this show.
Yeah. Unless they're like in jail. Their facial hair.
Right, yeah. The other person whose hair I was really noticing the other day, and we'll talk about Nikki in a minute,
mm-hmm.
but is, Victoria. Her hair has looked pretty good.
She always has pretty
couples.
Good hair, though.
No, she does not.
So.
No, she's been voted worst hair number of times.
Really?
In the past year, it's been good. She finally figured out length and style and cut and color. But
I do feel,
no,
yeah,
she
I
used to have
kind of
horrible rat nest hair. Yeah, it was
awful. I
have
awful. No memory.
You don't, because we railed about her hair a lot. Yes.
I mean, Lauren's hair, sure.
Oh, well, Lauren's hair we just don't even mention anymore because it's a helmet that she puts on when she gets to the set. But,
Okay,
so let's talk about Nikki's hair.
Yeah, we're talking about hair.
Talk about hair.
Wow, way to give her a haircut that makes her look 20 years older.
Her look even remotely her age. That haircut before, when it was long.
I liked it.
I didn't. It didn't. It was ridiculous. A woman her age should not have hair
How
like that.
How old is she?
60.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I don't believe it.
She's got to be. At least 60. Yeah, look it up because I'm pretty sure I'm right. If she's less than 58, I'll be shocked.
Looking up right now.
Okay.
I do think it's an old hairstyle. Well, I don't know.
It's a mature person's hairstyle. She was trying to.
She is 59 years old.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, I don't know how old the character is, but Melody Thomas Scott is
right.
59.
Yeah. And Melody Thomas Scott was wearing a hairstyle that was 20 years too young for her. 4 years. And so now that she cut it, it's starting to make her look...
I don't want her to be...
matronly.
I don't know. Well,
she's got to take up the reins, though.
Her weight really changes, too, I feel like, on the show. It really goes up and down.
Yeah, she does.
Very noticeably.
Yeah.
And... I guess
but
I'm just not
think
ready.
About it. She's the old lady of the show now. Now that Catherine's gone,
there is
no one else because Jill's never there.
I'm not ready.
Gloria's not there. That. So it's Nikki's it. She's the matriarch of the show. And she's got another good 20 years in her if she wants to keep working that much. But she had to updo the hair.
It was just so like, I'm an old lady now.
Yeah. So what? There's nothing wrong with that. That's better than, I'm so young because I have this young hairstyle that I could maybe get away with in my 30s, but I sure as hell can't now.
I really thought, I'm backtracking now because I really thought she and Neil, I thought they were going to take a romantic route.
I still think they're
going to.
I still think so.
Because I just don't see it now. Yeah. And I thought that hairstyle was like the
her admission
of that. I don't know. Like, this hairstyle, you and I, like, because the longer hairstyle kind of still was, like, I don't know, flirty or
gamer.
Whatever. Yeah, like, I can still bring it. And this hairstyle says, I'm going to go upholster my couch and play bingo.
And play with the cats.
Yeah.
No, I think it's just, you know, if anything, now she'll have a better opportunity to have bedhead. And that,
okay.
And that, you know, when she and Neil...
We'll see.
Do stuff, she won't be able to just pull it all back into a ponytail. People are going to know that she's cavorting. No,
when she falls off the wagon.
How do you feel about the color? I think the color is really good.
It is a little, it's just a tiny bit darker. It's like a darker blonde.
Yeah, it's not quite so brassy. I'm blonde and peppy.
Oh, see, that's what I like, though.
You know,
I love
boobs
blonde
stand up.
And peppy.
I like blonde and peppy, too. But
when I am 74 years old, I'm
you don't
still
count. You are, you're still gonna have platinum blonde hair. Let's just be honest.
Very obvious way.
Yeah. I like the fact that they aged her up.
I guess it's appropriate.
It's appropriate. I mean, it's not like the old lady Betty Crocker do.
But it's
at
heading
least.
There.
Yeah. Because she's getting old. I don't understand why that's bad.
I
think it's worse for old people to pretend like they're young. It's like the, you know, 60-year-old late... Okay, in my neighborhood...
Yeah.
The older moms...
Yeah.
These days still have the same hair color. And I don't want to offend any of the older moms because I love all the neighborhood moms. They're great.
What do you mean?
This one friend of mine, his mom passed away about a year ago, and she had the same hair color from the time that we were six until the time that she died.
Well, that'll be me for sure.
Yeah, and it was dark. And so it was, you know, old lady, you know, black hair.
No, I think I'll do
and
a
I
touch
think
of
it,
silver.
Yeah, and I think it just kind of looked silly.
Okay. But I feel like Nikki, she, a lot of life left in her.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So
oh,
I wasn't
I'm not
ready
denying
for it to
that.
Be like,
but
for her to be wearing, remember,
I mean, it's
Mrs.
not like she was
C's
wearing
like,
a mohawk or anything.
No,
but
remember her Snuggie? And
yes.
Just some of
that
Mrs.
purple
C's
outfit.
Like old lady
old
outfits.
Old lady outfits were
I'm
awesome.
I'm just not ready for Nikki to go that route yet.
I don't think Nikki ever will get quite into the, you know, matching pantsuit.
Let's hope not. It's just generational kind of stuff. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think, you know.
It was,
not,
it was a big shock to me, though.
Yeah, she's not shopping at the Brass Plum anymore. She's, you know, moved.
Yeah, that's true.
Into, and she's not matronly.
Oh, when I saw that, that's the first word that came to my mind.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was like that, and she had a blazer, and a dress. The whole thing was like,
whoa. What I like about it is that it is, I think, even more flexible than what she had before. Because she could do some weird stuff with
it.
She could curl it this way or, you know, press
it
back another way. Yeah, we'll see. I'm on board. I like it. I can see we're going to have this argument when we do our best of. And I say
best and worst.
Yeah, best hair. You say worst.
Oldest hair.
Yeah, really. So, speaking of Nikki and Neil, There was a big storm in town, which didn't go anywhere that I thought it was going to.
No, not really.
You know, I thought that...
Like, nobody died or got in a horrible car accident.
Right, yeah.
Barn,
yeah, I mean, the kind of the worst thing that happened... Barn or birth. Nice. Hillary and Neil got stuck in the elevator at the athletic club.
Yeah.
Now, I had thought, and I think I've mentioned this before, that when the power goes out, elevators go down to the bottom of whatever floor of the building and then open the doors. But apparently not.
Oh, I don't think so, do they?
No, I know they do that in case of a fire.
Oh, really?
But I thought that they automatically did that for
power outages. Like down to the basement?
Well, down to whatever the lowest floor is.
What if it's the basement? What if it's the parking garage? P5. So, then you're going to burn alive.
Still better than being in the elevator. Anyway, regardless, they're stuck in the elevator. And because it's the magic elevator, Neil can get cell phone calls.
And Hillary can't.
And the first person to call is Nikki, saying, I know you're stuck in the elevator with your ex-wife, who you now hate, who's marrying your son any day now, and that's got to be a trigger for you. And don't you just want to drink really bad right now? And he's like, I don't have a flask with me. This is not a problem. But she was right there when he got out of the elevator.
Oh, yeah, she was really worried. But...
So, worried because I secretly have hots for you, or worried because she's a good sponsor and
because she likes
understands...
Drama. I'm going to go a little bit in between.
Okay, yeah.
Let's back up with Neil.
Yeah.
Because I think there's more to it. But she... I mean, I think last time we talked about he was having these really intense revenge fantasies that are hilarious.
Yeah, very funny.
So he's been sober, but now he's like addicted to anger.
Right, yes.
I don't know. And he was kind of lashing out at first, and then
it turned inward.
Yeah, it has
and now
turned
he's just
seething. So inward.
Yeah.
But, so I think I missed something. So, you saw the bachelor party.
No.
Oh, okay. So we gotta talk about the bachelor party.
Oh, I didn't know there was.
So I don't know that if I missed Neil setting this up with Colin, or Colin went rogue. I'm pretty sure Neil set this up though. So Hillary and Devon are gonna get married
right
tomorrow or whatever, right? Very soon. And it's very, you know, it's fast or whatever, but you know.
But they've been in love for years.
Yeah, they're just ready to seal the deal.
Yeah,
and they get Lily, and she's like, smothering it on.
Of course.
She is just like, I'm a terrible person. I cheated on Kane, and now I can't.
Now I have to make up for it.
Yes,
yeah.
So I'm going to throw you a fabulous wedding. And she and Hillary have totally made nice. And
boring.
Oh, I kind of like it, at least for now.
Okay.
For
all
now.
Right.
But anyway... So Lauren comes over to the athletic club, whatever their room or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
She's got all these dresses, and she kicks Devon out and says, you know, Hillary's got to try on her dresses. It's bad luck. Hillary says, I'll text you later. So she's trying on these dresses. Mm-hmm.
And are they, like, full-on wedding dresses?
Oh, yeah.
That is in poor taste, but okay.
Why?
Second marriage.
Oh, really? Well, really?
Yeah.
You can't wear a wedding dress for your second marriage?
Well, I was brought up in the last century to believe that for a second wedding, you tone it down a little bit. You don't have the big fairy tale wedding.
I don't think they're going to do that. Because even Lily had suggested a venue, and Hillary was like, that's where I married your dad.
Oh, God. Well, that I could understand.
But
no, I think I had always thought that as you get married...
Like that. I don't think she's going for fairy tale, but I think she was
okay.
She was just looking
she
for
still
something
wanted,
to wear.
Okay.
Right.
So the virginal white idea
is
just
they didn't
not
really show her
anymore.
Any of I don't remember. Did they show her in the dresses?
I don't know.
Lauren had unzipped one of them and Hillary goes, "Oh my god, I can't do this right now. That looks just like the dress that I married Neil in." And then they kind of have this moment together where Lauren because basically Hillary is like almost what you're saying. She's like, I can't do this. This isn't right. Blah, blah. And Lauren's
it's
like, you know what? Enjoy it. And they both
cry
a little
Lauren,
bit.
Oh, says Lauren, who is making the sale and hates her husband and is newly divorced. And
yeah. Well, they kind of share, they like swap affair stories. And
I don't know. We kind of become bosom buddies.
The affair.
Because Lauren
the cheaters
doesn't really
club.
Have a lot of friends.
No, she doesn't have any friends.
Right? And neither does Hillary.
No.
So they kind of make a little bit of a friendship based on their debased behaviors from the past. Right?
Okay.
And,
all right.
And they're talking about,
I can see that.
You know, clean slates.
Yeah.
So anyway, Lauren leaves. I don't know, to go to the bathroom or something. I don't know. She's gone for a second.
She's going to go have an affair.
Somebody knocks on the door. Hillary thinks it's going to be Devon or whatever, and it's Neil. And she's like, oh, God, this is terrible.
Yeah.
And she's trying on wedding dresses, and here's Neil. And, you know, Neil, with his, like, calm anger face, says,
hi, how are you?
He just says, I want you to know how I'm not going to get in the way of your wedding, and I'm
not going to cause a scene.
Yes.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
But
do we
all
him?
Know, no, we
okay.
don't, we do
right.
not believe him
yeah.
whatsoever. But Hillary seems to believe him 80%.
Okay.
Okay.
She wants to believe him. So.
Totally.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, and then he leaves.
And Devon's so clueless that he's doing anything even remotely
I
suspect.
I can't remember how it all went. I mean, I just watched this like a couple days ago, but I can't quite remember how it all went down. But even Hillary had mentioned, I think, to Devon, like, dude, your dad came by and he kind of gave us his blessing. And Devon's like, okay, it's cool.
Great.
I hope things,
right.
I hope we can all heal from this.
Yeah, okay.
And meanwhile, Kane is drunk and, or hungover or something, recovering, you know, because Lily cheated on him and
right.
they're fighting
yeah.
over custody of the kids. And, and he's like about to forgive her and then sees Joe sort of kiss her on the, like, ass. You know? I was going to say on the roof of the athletic club.
Oh, okay.
It was sort of a weird moment where I think Joe was comforting Lily with his tongue. I don't know what was going on.
So was it a peck on the cheek?
No,
or
I
was
mean,
it
was
a kiss,
it was a mouth kiss, but it was sort of like, it wasn't like Lily was heat of the moment. It was just sort of like, oh, is there something there between the two of them?
Oh, okay.
It's possible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kane
okay.
happened to walk in on at the wrong
exactly
moment.
Exactly the wrong time. Oh, no.
And so he's really ready to get plowed.
Yeah.
And Colin, and Kane is causing a scene, and he's drunk, or I don't know, he's just like out of control.
Yeah.
And they're trying to get Kane off the roof, and Colin comes in and he goes, well, hey, I'm throwing Devon his bachelor party.
You're already drunk. Let's go.
Yes, exactly.
Nice.
So takes him, Colin, Kane, Devon, and who's the fourth guy? I think it's Noah. I could be totally wrong on that. I don't remember. There was somebody, the fourth person.
Yeah. It's probably his note because they're trying to find
something. It might
something.
Even have been Neil.
No.
I can't remember. No, because Neil was lurking.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't remember. Anyway, so he takes him to like a penthouse apartment or something and it's just them. Oh, no, but they had gone to the casino, apparently.
There's a casino?
I know,
okay.
right? Suddenly there's a casino, and they lost some money or whatever.
Yeah.
And they go back up, and Devon is clearly not having a very good time. It's very boring.
Yeah.
Kane is a pain in the ass. Colin is creepy. Why would he be throwing Devon his bachelor party? And Colin has, like, a boombox and turns on some really lame, sexy music.
Please
and
tell
opens
me there's strippers.
Door and four prostitutes walk in.
Oh,
right?
okay.
And
so the whole core of prostitutes for all of Genoa City shows
like
up.
The four.
They brought in some from the next
Can
town
I,
over.
I'm just going to go off to the side here and say, never do we really see ethnically diverse people until they're prostitutes.
Really?
And that really bothered me.
Oh, yeah, that's not good.
Anyway.
That's not okay.
So, clearly this bachelor party sucks.
Yeah.
And Kane is like, I can't be here right now. Like, screwing a prostitute is not going to make me feel better. Colin is just creepy. And it ends up that he, like, two people leave, and it's just Colin and Devon. Devon is basically ready to leave, too. And Colin slips, like, puts some Molly in his drink or whatever.
Really?
And all of a sudden, Devon is like, he's in another world. He's drunk and drugged up or whatever, and his shirt is suddenly unbuttoned, and he's, like, sweaty, and he's like, I'm not feeling so good. And the one of the chicks, she's like, well, let me show you a good time, and sort of takes him, and he's, like, in a haze, and he doesn't know what's going on, and she takes him into the bedroom, and very, like, clearly, like, brings him into the bedroom, closes the door, like, boom, and then Colin is recording the whole thing. Right?
Well, then,
and immediately
so
texts the video to Neil.
To Neil?
And Neil doesn't seem surprised. Yeah. So I think Neil set the whole thing up.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And so the next morning, Colin, the hooker is like, give me my money. And Devon's like, why am I even here? What happened last night? I'm not paying you.
I am the guest Colin's of like, honor. Does not have to pay.
Yeah. Devon is totally upset about the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Colin takes the hooker outside in the stairwell. He pays her and he goes, did you have sex? And she goes, no.
Yeah.
Like, he was out of it.
Yeah.
And Colin goes, that doesn't even matter because I guess we got
extra money.
Yeah. And so, but meanwhile, he goes in and he kind of gives Devon this speech like, it's okay to have a little bit of fun. Ooh, you were making so many noises last night. And basically convinces Devon
that he had a good time.
He cheated on Hillary, and Devon is like agonizing about this.
Mm-hmm.
And Colin is just, he's the worst. He's such a slimeball. He's like, well, I think it's okay. Between you and I, that's what men do. But you would never want to say anything to Hillary because women don't know. So, you know, Devon is like, I gotta get home. Mm-hmm. He goes downstairs, and Neil is, like, lurking in the hallway, and is like, hey, how was the bachelor party?
How do you feel, son?
And he gives him this speech, like, because marriage is really built on trust.
Oh, God.
You know? Yes. So that's why that when the storm rolls in, and Neil and Hillary get stuck in the elevator, and he keeps giving her that whole speech about, be honest and be truthful, and everything will be
loyal.
Yeah. And when they finally get off the elevator, and Nikki is there, and Nikki goes, how did it go? And he goes, we talked about trust
and honor.
Suspicions.
Yeah.
Like,
oh my. Yeah, because he's
top.
More excited about the wedding than because the bride and groom.
Because
he's got something planned.
Because, yeah,
and it's
going to
be
something.
This video now.
Yes.
You know, as they're saying their vows, that's what's playing in the background.
Yeah, it's like going to get projected on the wall.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So Neil is going to ruin the wedding.
Okay, go Neil.
I'm loving it because it's totally over the top and hilarious.
Yes.
Devon is also so conflicted, though, because I think he feels like a terrible person. And he was going to tell her, and then he didn't tell her. And
if he feels like a terrible person, he should tell her.
Yeah.
And get it over and done with.
But at the same time,
you're not supposed to tell because it's doing more harm than good.
Yeah,
to tell.
Right. Like,
yeah.
Like, and it's not like it was like a relationship. Or
no, it was just
he didn't even want it.
Yeah.
Basically, in his mind, he was raped.
Right. Yeah.
Another violation.
Yeah.
But you know, but
she's
Colin
not
made it out
see
like
it that
he had
way.
A great time. Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
So that's where we're at.
That should blow
Neil.
Up nicely in a few days.
Yeah, I'm thinking next week for sure.
Yeah.
So.
Okay,
yeah.
good. Okay, can we talk about Gabe and Adam now?
Yeah.
Gabe and Adam. Both.
Yes. I don't even know what to say about him.
Yeah, so he's all up in Newman business, and I'm the man, and wanting to get with Chelsea and being really pushy about it, and she's kind of fallen for it. But at the same time, he insisted that Sage do a paternity test.
Yeah.
And that proved that Nicholas was indeed the father.
Yes.
So we know
that's
that
covered.
For sure.
Remember, I said that from the very beginning,
yes,
though.
You
I
did.
Was like, I feel like it's too soon, but it was, I knew that would somehow be drama.
Yeah. But Nicholas, being Nicholas, of course, proposed. And now they're engaged.
Yes.
And they were all freaking out about telling
Faith.
And Faith thought it was fantastic.
I love how, like a year ago, maybe it was longer, but Faith, when he was engaged to Avery,
Faith hated everything about it.
As if Faith has some sort of sixth sense about women, you know, even though Avery's a good person.
Yeah.
But she was like, not having Avery, you will not be my stepmother.
Yeah.
And then with Sage, she's like, I love you.
I love you, Sage. Yeah, Sage won her over somehow. Cookies at the coffee house.
I think
or
because
something.
We're supposed to believe inherently that Sage would be a good mother.
Okay. Because she was such a good caretaker for that old lady who died.
Yes.
Okay. So, sure.
Okay.
And in the meantime, Sharon has announced that she's pregnant.
Yeah.
with Dylan's baby, and I'm still not sure.
I don't know
that that's
about
a thing.
That. I know.
You know, I don't know about that.
It's so weird.
So weird. Now, are they engaged too, or are they just hanging out and having a baby?
Well, he moved in.
Because it seems he moved
in. I don't know.
I think they're just moved.
I think he would want to make her an honest woman.
Right. Yeah. That seems more in character.
But he's having some red flags, so.
I hope so, because she's crazy.
Yeah.
You know. So that's going to explode later, uh-huh. And I think it will be interesting to find out if she really is pregnant.
Well, what if she steals Sage's baby?
There you go. Now you're talking. Yeah. I like that idea a lot. Okay.
Interesting. Yeah. I could see that going a lot of ways. Okay,
yeah.
I just threw that out there.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
All right.
Okay. Apparently this podcast is brought to you by Good Humor.
Ice Cream Man.
Hello, Ice Cream Man. I hope you're only selling ice cream and not meth.
Portland.
We want no meth here. Okay, so anyway, Adam finds out he's not the father, and that frees him up to, is that, how did he wind up telling Chelsea? Because I missed that part.
It's really stupid.
Of course it is.
I don't understand.
This whole storyline is ridiculous.
So he is in Victor's office. Victor had just been taken to jail for shooting Jack. And he's in there and he's drinking some scotch. And he's talking to the giant portrait of Victor.
Yes.
And he's like, here I am, Dad, in your seat. You know, and
blah,
blah, blah, blah. And he basically...
Please tell me the portrait talked back. I want to see one of those little mouth things. Get out of my chair, son.
I don't know. He's basically like, here I am, Adam Newman.
I made it.
And Chelsea walks in right at that moment, and she's like, what did you just say? Mm-hmm. And he kind of backpedals, and she's like, why the hell would you call yourself Adam?
Ever.
Why would you do that?
Yeah.
And he's like, I was just talking. And then finally he's like, okay, I'm Adam.
Yeah.
You knew it.
I knew
blah,
it.
Blah, 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 blah. And she's livid.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally.
Yeah.
And they, you know, I don't know. He kind of gives her a big speech. And you can see she's angry, but sort of like...
Sort of buying
excited.
It?
Excited. And I don't know. There was a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, she rushes out. And I don't know. They make nice later, right? A little
well,
bit.
Well, they... She ran home, got the kid. Went to Paris.
No, even before that.
Oh, even before that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like they had a moment where she thought she could, like, maybe live with it.
Like, maybe get over it.
But the point is that he's still, like, lying about everything.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah,
they kind of went back and forth where
So he was expecting her to go along with the I'm gay Bingham.
Kind of. And I think she was like, no, I'm not going to do it. Sorry, blah, blah, blah. And so he... is basically going to come clean, and he calls this meeting with all of the important Newman Abbott people, where he's going to tell everybody, I'm Adam, and I'm going to confess to all this crap, and I'm going to go to prison for whatever happened to Delia.
Right, yeah.
And da-da-da-da-da. He's, like, going to do it. And when Chelsea figures out that that's his plan, it's like she has this second, I don't know, or just thinks like that's
second thought.
Yeah. So she basically busts in at the meeting right before he says, Ham Adam, and is like, don't you remember we have to do something? And he's like, and everybody else at the meeting is like, are you kidding me?
Stuff to do.
Yes,
it is Friday at 3:45.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, totally. Because he was late to the meeting too, and they're all standing
just
around
waiting.
Postulating on what the meeting might be about for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And when he finally gets there, then he's like, oh, actually,
never mind.
My bad, sorry. Yeah. I was thinking there needed to be more coffee filters break room, and they're like, we're going to kill you.
Right.
So he leaves, and Chelsea is like, I have not forgiven you, and we are not a thing, but you can't
dump
do this right
people.
Now. I don't know. She just, she kind of says that, it's going to hurt Billy, and it's going to hurt all these people.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
let it go.
But he won't let her go.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he kind of keeps pushing, and then he got arrested, I don't know, for the whole Victor shooting Jack thing. They were, they were saying, like, he was covering evidence.
Oh, okay.
And, like, that terrible officer, or the detective,
yeah,
I don't
that
remember
guy.
That guy's name, the guy that is secretly in love with Kevin.
Yeah. Beefcake.
Yes. He is, like, he's got Adam in there, in the police office.
Right? Police office? Yeah. Okay. Station.
Station. There we go. And he's got his hand, like, hovering over the fingerprint machine for, like, 20 minutes. And he keeps getting interrupted, like, whoops, I spilled my coffee. Oh, hey, Jack, how's it going? And it's like, Adam's just sitting there, like, we're waiting for him to get fingerprinted.
Yeah.
And then a phone call comes in, and it's like, let Adam go. Like, Jack pulled some strings. And that's when Chelsea is officially like, I'm
done.
Busting out. And so, yeah, she's in Paris now.
Yeah.
And Adam followed her.
Yeah. Right? Adam followed her and was saying, you know, isn't it interesting that you're in the place that we had talked about running away to and starting a new life? And you went right to where we could pick up our new life. Let's just do that.
Yeah.
Let's just start over. And she's like, no, I can't. Well, maybe. Tell me about this again. How are we going to make this
What's
work?
The plan?
Yeah. So she's wavering. Clearly, they're going to figure something out.
Yeah.
Probably having to do with him saying, you can't tell anybody who I really am because it will ruin our life together. Let's just go back be the Binghams.
Yes. I don't know. I mean, there's many people at this point that I feel like know he's Adam. Right?
Well, Sage and
Jack.
Jack.
Chelsea.
Is
that it? They just got it, really?
Yeah.
That's a lot of people, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Three is not a secret. So, yeah.
Sage is so damned emotional about everything.
Well, she's going to say something in childbirth, no doubt.
Her emotions.
She'll die in childbirth, and her final words will be, Gabe is Adam. Yeah. Yeah, I saw that on another soap a million years ago, so it's ready to come back. I think they did it on All My Children.
Oh, that's good. That's nice.
So.
Well, anyway.
Okay.
That's where they're at.
All right.
I don't know.
Okay, do we have anything else?
Victoria nails Billy.
Oh, yeah. Victoria.
Or was it the other way around?
It was a mutual
nailing. I didn't see
nailing.
That part.
Yeah, they were hanging out. At home.
Who's home?
At Victoria's home. And you know how they always do, that sitting a little too close and talking about Johnny.
Sharing stories.
Yeah, and one thing led to another, and then they did it. But then there was a really nice scene of them saying, huh, well, that just happened. What does that mean?
Yeah, that's
and both of them, and both of them just kind of went, you know, I don't think it has to mean anything. Maybe this is thinking about the start of something, but let's not call it something. You know, that we're not back together.
Okay.
But we're not back together. We're just seeing how things go.
Well, because the moment they're back together, Billy's going to be wanting to get together with somebody else.
Yeah. Sure. Okay. Chelsea or Sage or, you know.
I hate this couple. I hate it. If it was Billy Miller...
Yeah.
The old Billy, I'd be all about it. I just don't like this Billy.
I kind of like this Billy. I think he's okay. His hair is fantastic. I was noticing the other day, it's like, for me, that's like the ultimate man haircut.
Really?
That's what I want men's hair to look like.
Oh, that's how I feel about Nick.
Oh, that greasy, stringy.
No, it's so stringy, I feel like.
It's not stringy, but it's
so much volume.
He does need a lot of product. I would like to see what his hair looks like on a humid day after he's been in the pool, but it dried, you know, and so that you can see what it actually would look like if you left it alone. Because I'll bet it's big.
Yeah.
And not in a good way.
I don't like Billy, the character. He's whiny.
He is whiny. That is true.
He needs.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a little bit too much sensitivity. Going on.
And blaming.
And blaming and deflecting. True. Yeah. Okay.
Because I think what was charming about the old Billy Miller played it like he's a rascal.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to do some bad things and you're annoyed with him, but ultimately he's
Look
charming.
How cute he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this
oh, absolutely.
Billy does not
Billy
have
does
that.
Not, this current Billy does not have that. You're right. I agree with you there. But I still like. I think the chemistry between him and Victoria has gotten better.
I just don't see it. I don't know. It's like a white bread in there. There's just nothing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's all fluff and calories.
But I was having, what was I thinking? Kane and somebody were hanging out yesterday, and I was like, ooh, that, I could see that.
Who's not Kane? Lauren.
No.
Well, I mean, I could see that, too.
Yeah.
But it was somebody was it younger. Sage? Who was it with?
Abby?
No. I think maybe it might have been Victoria. I don't remember, but he was talking to somebody.
Oh, Kane and Victoria I could get behind.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, wait, I could see that.
Yeah, yeah,
I don't
yeah.
know. I don't remember
no, I
what
could,
it was, but maybe that.
I could see that, yeah.
It was a pass. It was like a passing interaction.
Mm-hmm.
But it kind of occurred to me they were both saying, I don't know.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I don't know. Okay.
Okay, so let's talk about Joe and Lily just for a second, though.
Okay.
Do you think that's a viable couple? I
no.
mean, Avery's gone, but Joe is still here.
Well, Joe's still there,
so
he's
got
to be with somebody, and Lily has to be with somebody. And so, yeah. No, I think that they're going to be around for a while, and then Kane will be in peril, and Lily will dump Joe. I don't think Lily and Kane are broken up for good.
Really?
Yeah. I hate to say it, but I think that they're like Billy and Victoria, that they come together and split apart. Come together and split apart. You know.
I mean, I just don't feel like either of them have gotten enough play with other people.
Yeah, but
in
the
their
pool
marriage.
Is pretty shallow.
I mean, that's true.
So.
Yeah.
Not an awful lot of, because especially for Joe, because I feel like Joe needs to have, you know, a certain type of woman, someone who's
no, I think
confident
I was thinking,
and
you know,
smart.
I think it's Brand, I think it was Kane and Hillary.
Okay.
I think they, I don't know, because I was thinking, is that a possibility? Because she'll find out Devon
cheated,
supposedly cheated.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
Lily is mad. I don't know. There's
uh-huh.
just like a lot going on.
Yeah,
they
I can
like
see
to
that
do,
as a triangle.
Like, I guess they can't do any couple swapping because that would be like brother and sister.
That's,
so that would
yeah.
work. But I don't know.
No, I can see Kane and Hillary.
It was
together,
kind of
sure.
this weird thing where he. I don't know. He was it, almost like he'd been a protector of her in a weird way, or like
okay.
because he kept Devon's secret.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It was just sort of this passing thing where I was like, I think I could see that.
He always looks up. Yeah. He always looks up for her
and
best interest.
With Hillary
okay.
and Lily, they have been each other's foils for a while.
Long time.
So
yeah.
for Kale to, or Kale, here's their name. For Kane and Hillary to
mm-hmm.
get together could be like that. Final screw, you know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, because that's
a
double,
Lily.
It's a double dig, because not only would Hillary be taking her husband, but she'd also be
yeah.
ditching her brother.
Yeah, totally.
So, yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
I
no,
mean, I don't
that's
know
good.
That,
you
I don't
said
know
that
to
the writers.
Lily is that, I don't know if she crossed the line, or not Lily.
Hillary?
Hillary would cross the line, because she's always conflicted about everything.
Yeah, so one more thing to be conflicted about. Used to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Throwing right. that out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Noah and Marissa.
Noah and Marissa. So Noah rescued Marissa and
they're
gave
like
her a place
now.
To stay and then gave her a job, even though she has no documentation whatsoever.
Yeah, that's not
like
how
that.
Underground rolls.
I know. But
it's like when Nick gave Sage a job. They're just handing out jobs
yeah.
to wayward women.
Right, yeah. If you come in and you look disheveled at all, one of those Newman boys
that's how
will
they
give
get their
you a
nonprofit
job.
Status and
yeah.
get out of paying taxes.
Really, really. So one thing led to another, and now Noah and Marissa are sexting each other. But
all the time.
All the time. But somebody was having a conversation, was it Abby?
Summer.
With a summer with Noah saying, do you even know this girl?
Yeah.
I mean, do you, you know, what's her favorite color? What bands does she like? And so he's was
trying.
I felt trying...
like it was strangely wise coming from Summer.
Yeah.
Where she was like, I know that it feels good to be the one to solve the problem, to be
mm-hmm.
the one who's
the rescuer.
Normal.
Yeah.
But I know that that's not norm. That's not right.
Right. Yeah.
And
if you're going to have, try and have a relationship with this person.
Yeah.
Try and have it be something more than sex.
Now, initially, because, you know, Marco's out of the picture
mm-hmm.
or whatever, and Marissa's in Genoa City, Victor had grabbed her.
Mm-hmm.
I think he'd summoned her at his office.
Yeah.
And he was like, I see you've been talking to my grandson, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. what are your intentions?
Yeah.
And she was like, I got no romantic intentions, nothing. Like, I'm just trying to get my life straight right now. Mm-hmm. And I had this weird thought. I really thought Victor was going to make a play for her.
Ew.
Because I know that.
She goes for powerful men.
Well, that too. Well, because that sort of seemed, I mean, yeah, she's way too young, but that has nothing to do
that
with this right now.
Yeah.
But Victor, were you watching when he married Isabella, Victoria's best friend
Sabrina?
From Italy? Sabrina. Why did I say Isabella?
I have no idea.
Oh, that's
Italian
Paul's,
friend.
Paul's ex-wife.
Okay.
But Sabrina.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Same.
So even though I totally get Marissa's not Italian, mm-hmm. she sort of has that same vibe to me, mm-hmm. and I had this weird sense that Victor had a thing for her, and Victor's not on the market, but he's not necessarily off the market
right
now.
Yeah, yeah.
But then,
and
she,
boy, would that be a blow to his ego if she picks his grandson.
Yeah, right. And I was just sort of like, well, I don't even know if they're going there right now.
Yeah.
But so she and Noah hooked up right after. She was like, mm-hmm. "No, I have no romantic intentions. Yes, take me now."
Right. Yeah.
So.
So she's playing it smart.
Do you think she has any longevity?
Possibly. I think that there's potential.
I would like it if she stuck around because she's different.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, yeah, because there's
she has a
so
lot of
many
mystery.
Places. Yeah, there are so many things that could come from her being on the show.
Yeah.
I mean, think of all the relatives who could come and, mm-hmm. you know, blame her for ruining their life because of, because of the drugs and, oh, I'm going to be deported because
sure.
I'm being extradited back to Mexico because I was affiliated with this drug lord and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I think that she has legs.
I worry that she's a passing fancy for the writers.
Yeah. You know, it's hard to say if they'll keep her to develop her into a real character or if she's just going to be kind of this one-hit wonder.
But as soon as she and Noah started having interactions, I was like, oh, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I never had thought about it, but it
makes
sense to me.
Yeah, no, it's mm-hmm. I think it's a good fit for storyline. Yeah.
And I think that talk that he and Summer had, Summer was kind of like, whoa, 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 mm-hmm. your fiance just got murdered and now you're hopping into bed.
Yeah.
But I think that
do
they're
you
doing
understand rebound?
I know. But I do think they're doing a good job of, I never felt like he and Courtney had that much of a connection.
No.
Right?
No.
And so I was surprised when they were going to get married. And
yeah, well, and his whole couple of weeks of, she was the love of my life and she was murdered and all this. And I was like, she
was?
Was
she? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How sad for you.
Totally. And so now with Marissa, it's like an instant chemistry, an
mm-hmm.
instant connection where I'm like, oh, okay, you know.
Yeah.
Where are they going with this? I don't know, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, they have a hell of a lot more chemistry than Billy and Victoria. All I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. So we know that Marco is back in town.
Oh yeah. Yeah, did we even
because,
get to that part?
No.
It's a long podcast.
This is a long
podcast.
Okay,
we have like a lot to talk about.
That's right. But we know Marco's back in town because he snuck into Jack's house.
Yeah, Jack was talking to Victor like, Marco is missing.
Mm-hmm.
What are you gonna do about this, Victor?
Yeah.
And then the lights are out? Oh, because of the
mm-hmm.
storm.
Yeah.
All over town, there's no electricity.
Right.
Neil and Hillary in the elevator. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Phyllis is back home.
Yeah, and she and Jack had already figured out a signal. It's like, okay, we know Marco's out there. What do we do if he tries to sneak back in?
Yeah.
So they have a code word related to their Istanbul honeymoon.
Yeah.
So lights go out. Phyllis comes downstairs because she hears a noise. Mm-hmm. And says, oh, hi, it's you. And he's like, why is this picture of us broken?
Oh, yeah.
She had broken it in a fit of anger.
And it's a picture of her and Marco? I missed
her and Marco,
picture.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was, and it's him in his goofy golf clothes.
Okay.
And she's like, oh, yeah, I want to get rid of that picture. I hate this picture because my smile looks funny. Mm-hmm. He's just like, no, no, we have to get it, you know. Everything we do together is beautiful, and she tries to get him to say the code word. He doesn't.
Yeah.
And so, rather than play along with it and then
get out of the situation.
Yeah, she just confronts him.
Yeah, she's just like, screw you, Marco, get out of here, you violated me.
Yeah.
And manages to whack him over the head.
Oh, she was a badass in that.
Yeah, yeah, it was good whacking. But then the lightning comes up, and she looks back, and the lights come on, and he's gone. Oh, no.
With a head wound.
Yeah, yeah. So have we seen him since then?
Well, we didn't watch today's episode, so I'm wondering if maybe today he'll surface.
Yeah, probably.
The town is out looking for him. Jack's looking for him. Victor's looking for him. Right?
Yeah.
Maybe they'll find him in the lake.
Ooh, probably not, though.
Yeah. Yeah, but I do get the sense that people enjoyed Marco more than they enjoyed Jack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's much more interesting.
And Jack is very conflicted about that.
Right. He's like, come on, I'm fun. I'm totally fun.
I'm spontaneous.
Come on. I drive a Saturn. Totally fun.
Oh my god.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know where that's going, but... Yeah.
Somewhere.
Okay.
Because you were saying you think that we're on the cusp of something explosive, which I hope that they go out in the end of the summer with a big bang. That there's, you know, something.
Maybe Marco will be holding the projector that's projecting Devon cheating on Hillary.
That's it. He'll be narrating. But he'll be using his Marco voice and not his Jack voice.
Oh, and that was the thing, too.
The Marco voice is
Marco
was,
like, by himself. At one point, like, on the phone, and he was just using, like, regular Jack voice.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, come on, at least give us the Spanish accent.
Yeah, at least a little hint.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You know.
But maybe his English is so good that he... But we've heard him speak English with his
But if he's
Spanish
talking
accent.
To his henchmen...
Yeah, he should use his natural voice in Spanish.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're speak Spanish.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hmm. Maybe his henchman doesn't speak Spanish?
Is this going to be one of those things where Marco and Jack are in the same room pointing guns at each other and you're flipping back and forth?
Yes.
Is it going to be that?
And you know what that's called?
No, what is it called?
It's called a Mexican standoff.
Oh my god.
Yes, that is what I want. That is what I want for my end of summer present.
That's funny because, what was it? On True Detective, just like the last episode of True Detective,
mm-hmm.
one of the characters, I think it's Vince Vaughn, or somebody says, I've never been in a Mexican standoff with actual Mexicans.
Ah.
I don't know. Anyway,
yeah.
Everybody's pointing guns at everybody. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, that's what that is.
All
that's
right.
That's
okay.
Yeah. Racism, yay.
Okay,
so let's finish off with Michael.
Oh my god, we still haven't even talked about Michael. Yeah.
Michael still has cancer. The end.
Well, does he or doesn't he? He looks fine.
His treatments are really good.
I mean, he looks back to normal.
Yeah,
he's
I think
acting back to
yeah,
normal.
Yeah, I think that they realized that everyone was over it and they got the PSA out of the way,
really?
So they're done. Yeah.
I feel so unresolved about this whole thing. Like, what the hell? He's back to work. He's acting normal. Nobody has used the C word for a while.
Yeah.
So he's better?
Yeah.
It was just a vehicle to break up him and Lauren?
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Yeah. Well, and I think maybe, you know, because we had heard that he was leaving the show.
Yeah,
and...
I didn't just, like, read it as a rumor. I mm-hmm. read it in, like, something official. Like, he has left, he's going to General Hospital, and there was a quote from Michelle Stafford that was like, I can't wait
to be
working with my
back.
Best friend again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, maybe they're, you know, they are going to have him just drop dead. That he ever and then you can
or does
have
maybe he just leaves town because he's got no connections with anybody at the moment?
Yeah, that could be, but it'd be more dramatic to have him just you know suddenly keel over.
But
and
his storyline is so undramatic right now.
Yeah, that's what would make it even more powerful. Hmm. Oh, we thought he was fine. He got through his treatments, and you know, well, it's too bad that he got divorced.
And then all of a sudden, they all get invitations
and then now he's
to his funeral.
Yeah.
I don't get it, because every time I see him, I'm like, give me a clue
here. Yeah, something.
What's going on?
Yeah.
But he's,
I won't cry to see him go.
I mean, but I was also wondering, maybe, is it the way their contracts work, and they're like, yeah, I'm going to General Hospital, and then...
For 6 months to see if it works out there,
yeah.
And if not, then I'll come back, possibly. I think
or Y&R sweetens the deal, and they're like, wait.
Yeah.
We don't want to lose you? But in what I read, it was like, this is for
sounds
real
like it was
term.
A, yeah. But it can't be a very long contract.
I don't know.
You know, I don't imagine that they would have it be a you know, more than a provisional. Because if the character doesn't work, then they're not going to keep him on.
Yeah, that's true. But he and Michelle Stafford are buddies in real life.
Right.
And they have good chemistry on Y&R, so I would imagine they would have good chemistry together on General Hospital.
One would think.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny because anytime Neve Adam comes on, Thor will be in the background, like, as I'm watching him. He's like, oh, that's Fox. I'm like, who the hell's Fox? I guess he's from Passions.
Oh, but he can only see him from Passions. Yeah, okay. That's how I was with Victoria for a long time.
Oh, yeah,
she started out as on All My Children.
That's right, yeah.
So, yeah, no, I get that. Okay. All right, okay. I think that's it.
I think that's a wrap.
If that doesn't hold you for a while, nothing will.
Yeah. So our next podcast might be different.
Might be. Yeah, we're going to have to experiment with some technology. We'll see how it goes.
Because we won't be living in the same town anymore.
No, we won't. So
this is your final send-off podcast.
Yes, but I don't think it's going to be our last podcast.
No.
I really think that there is a way.
We don't
have to be in the same room.
Yeah. Well, lots of other people make it work.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I don't know. We'll figure that out. But if it's a little while till our next podcast, it's because we're just trying to figure out the technical difficulties. Yeah.
We're gone, but not dead.
Time change stuff.
Yeah.
What's your time change?
It's only an hour.
Oh, only an hour?
Yeah.
Oh. I guess I thought it was like 7. I don't know.
Alaska is up. It's not over.
I know, but I was thinking.
But they
like,
also have 3 time zones in this state.
Is it as far over as Hawaii? I guess I was thinking it was.
Kind of.
You know,
yeah.
I thought it was close, but.
Yeah.
It's huge.
I swear I know my geography.
Yeah.
As well as you thought.
I don't think I know my Alaskan geography.
It's big. You know, really, really big. Okay.
So. Sarah Palin jokes aside.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So
I'm going to come back talking like a real Alaskan.
That would be awesome. They'll be like, this is Amanda person.
Right.
Okay, so
stick with us, but come back to Facebook.
Yeah, we'll be on Facebook
all the time, if not
just
more.
Look us up, and I guess we'll see you next time.
Bye.